Max and Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Come back to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill of Shorewood?
Good morning, Matt. What's on my mind are the possibility of a constitutional convention. As these various states gerrymander their way to a very lopsided right-wing collection or amalgam of states, we're approaching the 34-state requirement for constitutional convention, which will then open up our Constitution to all kinds of changes, wherein things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and so on will be on the table. So I was wondering if you have any comment on that.
Yeah, you know, that is, I would say, the core issue, one of the core issues facing our democracy right now. Let me give a little background to everybody on what Bill of Shorewood is saying. In the Constitution, Article 5, there's a little known provision. And basically what it says is, if our democracy, you know, somehow isn't working in some other respects, two-thirds of the state can convene a constitutional convention just like they did in the 1700s, and they can do anything they want. They can redo it. In other words, a new generation of George Washington, Madison, Hamilton, Jefferson can arise and say things have gone off the tracks. Let's rewrite the Constitution. That's what it says. And quite frankly, except not in those words, that is what it provides. In other words, right now, if you want a constitutional amendment, it has to pass the Congress, House and the Senate by two-thirds. Then it has to be ratified by three-quarters of the states. But that other provision I just mentioned, the Constitution, only requires two-thirds of the states. And they'd rent a ballroom in Las Vegas or Mar-a-Lago if they ever got their hands on it. And they would go through the Constitution line by line and do whatever they want. And as Bill Shorewood said, it requires 34 states to call for this. Why 34? Because that's two-thirds. 34 is two-thirds, a little over two-thirds, and then they get a constitutional convention. Tell you two things that will make you angry. One of them is 30 states have already said yes. We only need four more. All it needs is another gerrymandered Republican legislature, Republican governor. Their donors want it. To steal a little money, they would destroy our country. And another thing will make you really angry is Wisconsin's one of the 30 that already called for it, because Scott Walker and Voss called for it. And not only that, at the convention, you don't get Democrats and Republicans. You get an allocation that when they voted for it, Walker and Voss, and put it in, we would get something like, I think, 10 delegates, you know, for each electoral vote, 8 congressional seats, 2 senators, that's 10 delegates. Something like 7 of them would have been Republicans, because they said the governor will get one, speaker, majority leader. In those days, of course, they were all Republicans. And basically, it was the minority leader and the minority leader in both the House and the Senate, Assembly and Senate, only got one. So this isn't even a fair representation of who's voting at this thing. Now, the Republicans say that we only want to do it for balanced budget amendment. Well, first of all, that sounds fine in principle. The state has to balance its budget. But the federal government issues debt, issues treasury bills. You cannot have a balanced budget in modern economics as they describe it. You can rein in spending, but here's what they're going to do. They are going to pass tax cuts, the gerrymandered Congress. And let's say the tax cuts are $1 trillion, like last time. Under this new balanced budget amendment they'll add to the Constitution, and by the way, it'll be in Mar-a-Lago. It'll maybe in the Bellagio in Las Vegas. It'll be swarming with lobbyists, and there will not be anybody of the stature of Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and Hamilton, believe me. It'll be Voss. They will overturn what these other guys did. And in the future, the idea is this. When they pass the balanced budget amendment and then they pass a tax cut with a gerrymandered majority, they'll go, well, we're required by the Constitution to make a commensurate cut, an equal cut. What would be $1 trillion? I know. Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare, any social spending. And that way they will be constitutionally required to gut the government. They're doing this so their donors, many of whom are billionaires, can make a little more money. That's the only reason they're doing it. Do you understand? Has that sunk in? And the Republican Party stabbed this state in the back by ratifying it. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of antidotes. We were on the Supreme Court. One of them is there any point in time where ratification gets stale and shouldn't be counted of the 30 votes already, the 30 states? Well, one of them is it perpetual? Are there now 30? And if 80 years from now we get 34, that's okay? No. The court sits as a court of equity. What that means is it has tremendous discretion. And if I were the Supreme Court, I would say this has to be done almost contemporaneously. It has to be done with a 10-year period or 5-year period, sort of like a national referendum, max. That's number one. Number two, they say that they won't tamper with the Constitution other than the balanced budget amendment. But already they're talking about putting little tails on the other one, the First Amendment. They'll leave it and then they'll say, comma, except that nothing in this amendment shall impair the right of religious liberty. That sounds fine. That's already the law in the First Amendment, but you add something like that and it throws out 200 years of Supreme Court precedent. And under the unlawful search and seizure in the Fourth Amendment, they may say, yeah, this is what it says, except that if the cops believe that something bad is happening, they can go right in. That already is partially the law, but not entirely, and it throws out 200 years of jurisprudence. And they'll do that with the Fifth Amendment on due process. You don't have to testify against yourself, but, okay, you see what's going on? Do you see what is going on? This is toxic. It's being voted on by gerrymandered legislatures who will then provide gerrymandered delegations to a Mar-a-Lago or a Bellagio convention with lobbyists and people like Voss and Walker walking around and Trump. And they will throw out the Constitution put into effect by George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, all the rest of them, Alexander Hamilton, Benjamin Franklin, these lowlifes, these hacks, political hacks, slaves of their donors, so a few donors can make a few more bucks. Is that bothering you at all? Does anybody care? Does anybody know any of this? Did any of you bother to find out about this? We'll find out about it real quick. Google it and do something about it. And it may be that the federal judiciary is our only defense. It may be our federal judiciary will have to say they can get stale. It has to be done contemporaneously. And they can't do this and they can't do that. That's stand by. Going to a break. The lines are still open. People are on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789.